It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting sent for college hoops this afternoon. Ladies game in the books. Guys game coming up. Benedictine hosting Mid-America. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. I'll be back. We're going to bring you a little insight, little starters, a little tip-off, and a lot of great basketball when we return right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. PA guy, he's getting set to introduce the starters to a really, really nice crowd on hand here this afternoon on Alumni Weekend. With that, how about I share the starters with you? First of all, for the visitors from Mid-America Nazarene, the Pioneers coming into the game today at 16-5 on the season. They are 11-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and it currently has them in third place in the conference. They're going to be starting Ed Wright. Ed is a 6'1 sophomore from Lorain, Ohio. He came out of Allen County. Mackay Elmore is a Dayton, Ohio native, 6'3 freshman. Out of McPherson, Kansas, at 6'5, is senior Jake Alexander. Caleb Jones McCrary is a 6'8 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, out of KCKCC. And from Olathe North High School, 6'5" senior Anthony Brown. for the Benedictine Ravens. Head coach Ray Moody in his 12th season. BC coming in at 11-10. They are 9-6 in the conference, and that is good for sixth place. Ravens battling for a home berth in the postseason tournament. And the Ravens are going to be starting the five that they've kind of settled into. Sam Ungashick, the 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West. From Kansas City, Missouri, 6'2 junior Ahmad Lewis. Out of Creighton Prep in Omaha, Jaden Timmy, the 6'6 senior. Braden Belts out of Andover Central High School, a 6'1 junior. And the senior, 6'6 Liberty North grad, Tyson Cathy. Like the ladies, the Mid-America guys in blue uniforms, but I'm just trying to see what kind of a blue that is. It's much darker than a Kansas blue or royal blue, but it is not like a navy, but it's a very dark blue with white and red. Benedictine in the home whites with black and red. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. In the middle of jumping off is going to be McCrary and Tyson Cathy. The ball is up the tip of the way. Mid-America is going to control it down. We're underway in the guys' game. Mid-America to basketball. They'll swing it around to the left side, look into the middle, and instead launch it over to the left. There was no room inside. Benedictine starting up in their player D comes out on top. Here's a three launched in off the mark. Offensive rebound underneath McCrary. The big guy's cross-court pass stolen. Here's Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine is going to bring it up the court. Half a minute into the game, Jaden Timmy. Ahmad, topside Sam. Ungashick skips it over to the right block. Tyson, or rather Timmy, backs in, shot up, no good. Rebound is off the floor. Pioneers are going to clear it down, and we're going to have a Jaden Timmy foul. Literally, 45. So the clock's not stopping. There we go. Literally about 45 seconds into the game. They're not going to fix that. Nope. They're not. 19-12 to go here in the first half. Nobody cares if a few seconds roll off in the first minute of the game. It's that last minute of the game for people are really watching those numbers. We're still scoreless here in Atchison. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Around the left side it goes. Mid-America will take it down outside the left block. Underneath the goal, the shot is going to be deflected. It's on the floor, picked back up. Shot and missed again. Timmy will rebound it down, and here comes Benedictine on offense. So Mid-America with two possessions has come up empty both times. And the Ravens are bringing it back up the floor. Ungashick will have it. Sam will start to the right side in front of the Pioneer bench. Plays off a screen to give a go right side. Timmy feeds underneath to Tyson. Double teamed off the right side of the lane. On the floor once, twisting, turning, no room. Brings it back out. 9 on the shot clock. Ungashick with the basketball. Kicks it out. Tyson puts it on the floor. Loses the handle on it. And they're going to say Mid-America getting a hand on it. The shot clock has gone off. Now we're going to have to fix this clock. This time, again, it did not stop. There should only be maybe a couple of seconds, though, on the shot clock. Not much. The officials are looking in. They're going to analyze where this is at, and here we come over to the near side. Hope we're not going to the video already. I'd like to see him pull a number out of the sky or somehow divine what they feel ought to be appropriate. 18-19 to go in the opening half. Pretty much we're sure of that. And shot clock's going to be at 1. It comes in, and the shot is up, and they're going to say no. Shot clock violation. So we're still looking for a point a couple of minutes into the game. Here in Atchison, Kansas, these two teams met, as I mentioned earlier, 2 weeks ago today down in Olathe. Thrilling Benedictine win in that game. Ravens would love to duplicate that effort. Mid-America would love to see that not happen. Here's a three. It misses, and a rebound is on the floor, scrambled for. Players sliding across the ground. The ball's going to be taken away by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine is back on offense. Ahmad dishes it out on top to Sam, who plays across the screen from Tyson Cathy. First to the right, then to the left. Goes all the way to the baseline. A couple of head fakes later. Can't get a shot away. Comes out on top to Timmy. Back to Sam. 17 and a half to play in the half. Ungashick back out to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad goes to the left side. Dances toward the middle. Head fake. Shakes the defender. Can't get a shot. 5 on the shot clock. Ungashick has it stripped away. It's on the floor. Tyson Cathy picks it up. Missed the shot. Here comes Mid-America. Baseball pass to the other end. The alley-oop down low. And the dunk is missed. But rebounded underneath by Mid-America. And we're going to get a Raymond foul. The foul is going to be on Tyson Caffey. It'll be his first. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul two. Mid-America has yet to commit one. And we're at 17-11 to go in the opening half. Coming to the line for the Pioneers as the first free throw is up and good. And the first point of the game is in the books. It's Jake Alexander. Jake will get his first. Looks it over, eyes it up, gets his second. And Mid-America is broken on top with the first point of the game coming at 17-11 to go. So we went almost 3 minutes before anyone got something on the board. Now, whether or not that indicates we're anticipating a low-scoring game or not, probably a little hasty to make that decision. Ungerschick will drive in. Beautiful crossover underneath, and it's up and good. Sam for two. And it is now a 2-2 game. 16:40 to play. First half. Down the floor with the basketball is Jones McCray. Caleb Jones McCray. He is a big man, 6'8". Here's a long three. He's dead away from the top. It's no good. And Timmy tries to rescue the ball. It's rolling down the baseline. It's saved in for the Ravens. Coming up with it is going to be Belt. Not sure Braden has touched it today until this trip. Feeds in the middle. Timmy goes up. Missed the driving layup. Knocked to the floor. I think he's okay, but here comes a very slow whistle. And a foul against Mid-America. That foul is going to be on Jones McCarthy. His first, Pioneers first. Yeah, the guy that we haven't seen much out of yet, heard anything from yet, and that is Anthony Brown. Free throw for Timmy rolls in. It was a bit of an adventure, but it rolled across the rim and falls through. And the Ravens are in front by one with one more free throw coming. 16-17 to go. Second free throw is also good. We're here in the opening half, and the Ravens have now forged a 4-2 lead. Mid-America around to the left side. Wright will take it. Spinning into the lane is going to be Elmore. Shoots it off to Whittem. It's good. Makai Elmore ties the game at four. Makai Elmore out of Dayton, Ohio. Went to, if you're familiar with the Dayton area, Taft High School. I'm assuming that's like, as in William Howard, right? Over to the left block. Tyson can't get the shot away. Again, defended really well by Jones McCarthy. Here's Timmy. Kicks it over. Tyson goes up, missed it. Gets his own rebound. Goes up, missed it. Gets his own rebound. Goes up, loses it. And now it's on the floor and out of bounds. And it's going to be Raven basketball with only 18 on the shot clock. That was in a very wild and kind of out of control sequence. And more troubling than that, it was a sequence that failed to put any points on the board. Even though a lot of shots were taken from a very, very close range. Benedictin bringing it back in. What we've not seen for the Ravens is three-point shots so far. Matter of fact, not any. Benedictin's 0-for-3 from the outside. Benedictin has yet to take a three. Here's a running one-handed shot. No. Rebound. Pioneers. And the BC shooting percentage abysmal. Here's a follow-away shot from the right side. It's missing. The shooting percentages for both teams is abysmal right now. 5 minutes into the game, both teams are shooting about 15%. Actually, 14 and 17%, to be really precise. And now the Ravens are going to come down. Timmy will go three. No. Rebound Mid-America. Each team is now 1 of 7 shooting the ball with 14:40 to go. Here's a Mid-America three. Not close. Rebounding it down is Timmy. And this is an exercise in frustration for both of these clubs. Both of these are better shooting teams than that. BC into the forecourt. I'm not going to say these are the two best shooting teams in the nation, but they're both better than 11 and 13%, which is what they are now. 1 of 8 and 1 of 9, these two teams. Here's Ungerschick into the lane. Can't get it away. Belt, he'll put it up. No! Rebound Mid-America. Over to the left side. 6 minutes into the game, and it's 4-4. The driving shot misses. Rebound, Benedictin. Timmy will take it up the court himself. Work it down the left side, kicks it over to Braden. Accelerates. finger roll. Blocked off the backboard. Rebound Mid-America. Pioneers will cut into the lane. Drop a shoulder. Turn, shoot, and there's a bucket. Rebecca by Makai Elmore. He's the only Mid-America player to have hit one. Both teams are 1 of 9. 11%. And Makai Elmore has both baskets for Mid-America at this point. They lead 6-4. A little action under the goal, and the whistle is going to be blown on Anthony Brown. That's another guy. Anthony Brown, kind of good of players you're going to find around, and he has been heard from so far this afternoon. Here's Jaden Timmy's first free throw. Will not go in. Jaden hit a couple of free throws a moment ago. The first of two here is not going to count. Tyson Campney coming out of the game for BC. Also coming out is Ahmad Lewis. Ravens are going to replace them with Joel Adise and Preston Reynolds. Preston is a 6'5 freshman from Shawnee Mission East, and Joel Adise is a 6'6 senior from Nigeria. Second free throw is good for Timmy. He will exit the game and into the lineup for Benedictine. It's going to come the freshman, Anthony Hall, 6'5 out of Park Hill High School. So the Ravens are within one at 6-5. And 13 and a half to go in the first half. Anthony Brown comes back off on top. A little head fake, no room. Back over to the right side. Reese is in there for Mid-America. That is going to be Kobe Reese. Anthony Brown starts in, comes back on top. The left-hand three nails it. The bucket by Makai Elmore. He has been not the brightest spot. He's been the only bright spot for Mid-America. As it is now 9-5, and he's got 7 of those. The other two were a pair of free throws by Alexander. BC with a basketball, Trinica by 4. Dash down the left side, the shot up. The layup will not fall in for Joel Adise. And again, Benedictine making great plays, and now they're in a zone defense. How about that? 12:20 to play in the first half. Here's a baseline three. Nope. And rebound. And we got guys hanging on to one another down here on the floor. The foul is going to be on 0. Well, both guys are wearing 0. And it will be Mid-America ball. So that tells me it's Sam Ungership who is holding on to Kobe Reese. Again, Reed's a much bigger guy, 6'7" out of Spokane, Washington. BC, back on defense, Mid-America putting the ball in play, out on top with it. It's going to be Langerer who's now in the game. It's Brooks Langerer, the 6'3" sophomore from Harrisonville, Missouri. Here's a three-point shot, launched and hit from the right side. Let's see, who could that be? Yeah. That's Mikal Elmore. He's got 10 of his team's 12 points. It is now 12-5 at 11:45 to go first half. And Adise's pass over to Preston gets away. Ravens are going to throw it away. Anthony Brown has been quite ineffective and is going to come out of the game for Mid-America. He looks a little frustrated. Benedictine doing a really good job defending him. I mean, that's the key to all of that. Pioneers are going to bring Ed Wright back in. So they got Pioneer basketball. They lead by 7. Little one-hand push pass. Baseline 3. Missing. Offensive rebound. Hauled down underneath by Kobe Reese. The step in. The long 2 is going to be short. And the rebound taken down by Preston. Reynolds coming up the floor. He will go coast to coast. Finger roll, missed it, gets fouled. But again, there's a shot. You really want to finish. You really want to not just settle for 2 when you can get 3. Particularly when your team is trailing by some 7 points. 3 would be kind of nice right here, but the foul is going to be on Ed Wright. And Preston's first free throw is good. First point of the ball game for Preston Reynolds. Benedictine's shooting percentage, by the way, continues to plummet. They are now 1 of 11 an icy 9%. Second free throw, yep. And for Benedictine with 7 points, two of them have come from the floor on a shot by Sam Ungerschick. The other five at the free throw line for Benedictine. Again, the Ravens right now, 1 of 11. Mid-America has improved now to 4 of 16, obviously a 25% clip. Inside 11 minutes to go. Here's a long three for the Pioneers. Wow. Yeah, but when I say long three, I mean not just toe to the stripe or even a half a step or so back. We're talking a step and a half, two steps back. And that three knocked down by Brooks Langerer, pushing the Pioneer lead now to 15-7 at the 10:40 mark of the first half. BC goes in the middle. Bryson LaRue has come in for Coach Moody, a 6'2 freshman from Lee Summit. And the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by Mid-America. Mid-America also using a ton of players. Janelle Aponte is out there. He's out of Kissimmee, a 6'3" junior. 10.5 to go in the first half. Men's College Basketball here this afternoon on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, in case we didn't tell you that. Raven shot missing. Rebound Mid-America. Benedictine now 1 of 12 shooting the basketball to begin the game. And we're almost one quarter of the way through at 10:15 to go in the opening half. Crowd is outstanding. It's good to see some of our old friends and old Raven players. Here's a three buried from the right side. Brooks Langerer has come in off the bench to knock down a pair of threes. It is now 18-7. And we are inside 10, so Joseph, you can expect a media timeout here at any moment. The ball is going to be knocked away from Adise. Mid-America, 3-on-1. Coast-to-coast, driving shot up and good. Two more for Makai Elmore. And the Ravens are just going to take a timeout. So we're going to take a break. 9:43 to go in the opening half. Benedictine starting off slow. Mid-America, 18. Ravens, 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
In the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium on the absolutely beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where Mid-America didn't start red hot, but have kind of picked up the tempo a little bit. Benedictine did not start red hot, and they have not. For the Ravens, it's a tough story. They're trailing here by 13 points. It is 20-7. Benedictine has not scored a field goal in over 7 minutes over the last 9 shooting. On the other hand, Mid-America is now on an 8-0 run over the last minute 10. Okay, 8-0 in the last minute 10, and 3 of the last 3. BC is going to make some substitutions, and we've got most of the starters back in the lineup right now. Top side is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad starts to the right side, changes directions, spinning, looking, comes out on top to Preston. Shot clock's at 4. Reynolds is going to feed Tyson. Turns, shot way off. And Ravens are going to turn it over on the shot clock violation. And here's the problem with that shot. It set off the shot clock violation because it did not draw iron. Okay, you got to hit the rim to reset the clock. It did not. Clock expires. And we now have our media timeout, Joseph. First was taken by Benedict, and this is going to be the media break, which we will enjoy as well. Now we're timeout at 9:12 to go, opening half of the guys' game. Mid-America 20, Benedictine 7.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here in the Benedictine campus. 9-12 to play in the opening half for the Ravens. I mean, there's a lot of time left, and frankly, you're only down 13. It could be much worse. The Mid-America is not shooting lights out, 37%, but for the Ravens, 1 of 13 shooting the ball right now. That is a cool 8%. And so it could be way, way worse. And they have battled back from greater deficits than this. Pioneers have gone to the bench and made a couple of substitutions. Anthony Brown is back in. Here's a left-hand three-point shot. That thing was halfway down and kicked out. No good for Elmore. And Benedictine up the floor off the defensive rebound. Inside 9 minutes to play in the half. Ahmad Lewis will turn and shoot. Hey, Ahmad Lewis scores. 20-9 at 8:35. The shot down to the baseline. Preston, what a block for Reynolds. Now he's down court with it. Goes over to the left side. Kicks it to Ahmad. He will set sail for three. Won't drop. Rebound Tyson. To Jaden Timmy. Jaden's playing it between the circles now. And Preston starts down, goes up, shot block, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Preston Reynolds. 4 points, Preston. Ravens on a quick 4-point run, and now they're going to steal it. They go to the other end. Ahmad's layup misses. Rebound tipped out, and Benedict is going to save it. Preston goes left, belt. This is his shot. Too strong. 20-11. Mid-America still in front. Here's a shot underneath from the other side. Missing. Rebound at Mid-America. Here's Brown in the middle. Missed it. Rebound out of play. It's going to be off the Ravens, I suspect.
Yes.
Well, neither of these teams is exactly setting the world on fire here today with, what, 7.5 to go in the first half. Mid-America will make several substitutions. I can set for you the Benedictine Five. Sam Ungashek is back in. So Sam is out there with Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Caffey, Jaden Timmy, and Braden Belt. So the Ravens have a starting five back out of the court. And we're at 7.5 to go in the half. 22-11. Mid-America with the ball and with the lead. Pioneers have it over to the left side. Falling away. The shot is online, but too strong. Tyson Caffey clears it down. Gets it away to Sam. Ungashek will run it into the forecourt. Brings it down top of the key, first to the left, then to the right, dumps it down to the baseline to Belt. Belt skips it over to Tyson. Caffey, back again, and will come to Belt. Dumps it over to the left side. He will cut down the side of the lane, twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. Brings it back out on top to Braden. Shot clock's at 8 for Benedictine. Belt loses the handle, it's rolling on the floor. Picked up Mid-America. So Belt with a turnover, and the Ravens don't get an opportunity at putting anything on the board. We're down to 6:47 to go in the half. Still a 2-11 Mid-America lead. The 17-foot fall away up and no good. Rebound, Ungashek and Benedictine up the court. Sam, little left-hand dribble. Working now in front of first-season head coach Adam Hepker for Mid-America. And then Tyson Caffey and Ahmad Lewis on very different pages, possibly completely different books. The ball is thrown into the crowd, and Benedictine with yet another turnover. 6:26 to go in the half. Benedict is going to walk it up the floor. Jones McCreary has it topside. Swings it over to the left to Aponte. Backing in. Great job by Adise. He's giving up nothing. And then the ball is just going to be stolen by Belt. That was superb defense by Joel Adise. And look at those two big guys getting after it in the paint. 6 minutes to go in the first. Here's Ahmad. Starts right. Goes left. Head fakes. Loses the defender. Sends it up. Missed it. Rebound slapped out. Mid-America coming out of the court. They're going to be one or three on one. And we'll throw it away on the other end. Coach Moody loves his defense, and right now the defense is keeping Benedict in the game. They continue to trail by 9, and neither team has put anything on the board in a long time. In fact, for Benedictine, 2:17 since they've scored for Mid-America. It's been 4 minutes since they put anything on the board. Give that Raven defense a ton of credit. Belt will come out. Into the game now, it's Jake Thompson. 5:40 to go in the half. And this half is moved by briskly. Here's Jake, goes left side, Sam. Ungashik accelerates in, loses his bounce a little bit, but is able to recover. Gets it to Timmy, back to Ungashik. Shot clock at 10. Sam goes left side, and it's going to be lost out of bounds, and Benedictine turns it over again. 5:22 to go in the first half. For Mid-America, out of the game is going to come Janelle Aponte and in Makai Elmore. Elmore, well, he's been the offense for this team. He's got a dozen points already. And at 5:12 to play in the opening half, back in the game for Coach Hepker. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real honest. Coach Hepker, long time in the program, played a full career at Mid-America. It's just still hard for me to say Coach Hepker, okay? Baseline runner's going to be up and good. Little one-handed push shot. Ed Wright scores his first point. 22-11. Scoring drought of almost 5 minutes for the Pioneers snapped right there. And it is a 22-11 lead with 4:40 to go. And a crossover underneath Timmy plus one. Give Jaden and Timmy the bucket. Put the foul on Anthony Brown. And it is phenomenal that Anthony Brown has been held so totally in check by Benedictine this afternoon. He's the kind of guy who can get you 30, 35 in a game, double-digit rebounds, double-digit assists. I mean, he is all over the place typically, and right now he's doing none of those things. Anthony Brown has 2 fouls and no points so far, and that is a tribute to the Benedictine defense. Now we got an official coming over to the scorer's table. 22-13, that score is correct. 4:38 to go in the half. I suspect that is probably accurate. I'm not sure just what the question is. Are they uncertain as to who has committed that foul? And now you got Coach Moody wanting to know why the official's down here talking to Coach Hepker. Free throw. Yes. Jaden Timmy will complete the 3-point play. Having a very nice first half. 22-14. And we're down to 4.5 to go. We're approaching halftime here at Atchison, Kansas. And as the game is worn on, the stands have filled up. The seats are finding very few empties here now. Pioneers dump it over to the left side. It's going to be Alexander out on top. That's a very, very long shot. Missing. Saved by Adise. Tremendous balance by the big guy, Joel Adise. He's able to pick up that ball, hold it in bounds, keep his balance long enough to kick it into a teammate. And we're inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Jake Thompson goes to the right. Here's a three. Still can't get it to fall for Ahmad Lewis. And now the ball is on the floor, and the Ravens are going to save it. Left side, Ungashik. One-handed shot out the window, no. Rebound, Mid-America. Alexander clears it down, and the Pioneers bring it up. 3.5 to go in the half. That's a rocket pass across the floor. And a shot from the top for three, no good. Rebounding, Adise. Back up at the Wacom Benedictine. Ravens up, top side. Here's Timmy. Baseline, Sam for three, no. Batted around, Ravens are going to save it. Can you believe that we are 17 minutes into the game with 14 points? Here's a shot for three. Ungashik. 22-17, and we're going to get a timeout, Mid-America. Taking a break, 3:03 to go in the half. Pioneers 22, Ravens 17.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Joseph in his studio, Tom Kalsman here. Great to see the St. Joe connection on hand here this afternoon. A lot of Raven alums coming in here on Alumni Weekend. No, it's at least basketball on my weekend. Coming out of the timeout, Minnebrinka putting the ball in play. They're going to walk it up the floor. We're inside three to play in the first half. They'll take it across the timeline, drive into the lane, shoots it high off the window. It's no good. Rebound to Adise. Joel Adise with another board. And here comes BC. Left side, Jake. Top side, Kimmy. Back in to go to Ungashik. Benedict then on offense at 2 minutes at 40. Now it's going to be knocked away from Sam. Picked up on the run. Flying down the court is going to be Wright. And his shot is going to be up and good. Ed Wright with 4. 24-17. Excuse me, 16. 2:28 to go. Working out on top. Throw down to the baseline and Benedict then will turn it over again. Trying to figure out how we ended up with 16. I'm going to have to get a little look at that at halftime. Jaden Timmy, I thought, hit the 2+1. So that should be 6 for Timmy, and he's got 6. Ungashik, oh, they gave him a 3. I gave him a 3, and that was a 2 for Sam. So there you go. So 24-16. So Benedict then 16 points in now 18 minutes of basketball. Pioneers with the left side right in front of the bench, right in front of Coach Moody. The pass inside, kick out on top. The uncontested three will not go down. Rebound, Preston Reynolds. Inside 2 minutes to play in the half as the Ravens up the floor. The feed to Timmy. Misses layup, out of bounds, off Mid-America. And it rolls into the Sidewalk Cafe. For the Ravens, Ungashik and Lewis, Timmy, Thompson, and Kathy. Bennett, 49 left in the half. Preston, left side of the free throw line, all the way into the corner in front of the Mid-America bench to Timmy. Back it comes for Benedictine to the top where the three is launched. It won't go in. And on the rebound, there's a hard fall to the floor by Tyson Kathy. He gets back to his feet. He's a tough, tough guy out there and seems to be no worse for the wear, but that made a loud sound. A minute 34 to go in the first half. Mid-America leading it by 8. Really, they would like to take a double-digit lead in at halftime. Ravens would much prefer that doesn't happen. Here's a feed over to the right, deep in the corner. Looking into the middle is going to be Ed Wright. Ed with 4 points. Now at the baseline, the big guy stripped away by Preston. BC 3-on-3. Reynolds comes right side, Ungashik. Sam starts to the top, cuts back to the right. Out on top to Tyson, back to Sam. 1 minute to go in the half. Sam knifes in. Beautiful move. Shot too hard. Rebound, Benedictson. Head fake. Timmy goes up and draws the foul. The foul is going to be on Mid-America's Caleb Jones-McCarthy, and for CJM, it'll be foul number 2 tonight. Coming to the stripe for Benedict and Jaden Timmy. 4 out of 5 of the line tonight for Jaden. This one, yeah. the senior, got a great prep. Talk about great. How about a big win for the Blue Jays today at the expense of ranked Xavier? Tyson's coming out of the game for a DSA. 55 seconds before intermission. Kimmy's second free throw, right in there. It is now 24-18. 50 seconds to go in the half. Pioneer swing it down to the left side. Going to be Elmore. Back off on top to right. Into the corner it goes. Mid-America showing patience. Now here's the three. It's short. Rebound, BC. Shot clock and game clock separated by 2 seconds as Ungashik will walk in front of the scorer's table, coming across the timeline, works it over to the left side. The defense lays back, and BC is going to run this thing down a little bit. They've gone to the four-corner offense. Ungashik and Timmy at the top corners. You've got Thompson and Preston Reynolds at the bottom corners. Adise just kind of standing off the right block right now. BC brings it down. Ungashik will turn and shoot. Doesn't get it. Rebound tipped out. Mid-America. They've got 1 second. The half-court shot almost goes in. It was halfway down and booted out. We've come to halftime. It has been a low-scoring first half of men's college basketball. You're not going to find many teams scoring fewer than this, but defense wins games. We'll be back and summarize the half for you. They go to the locker room. It's Mid-America 24, Benedictine 18.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You're going to have to get ready to take care of this pretty fast because it won't take me very long to summarize the opening half scoring for you. We're a lot of times seeing teams get 40 in the first half, but we had 40 points, actually 42, combined between these two teams in the first half. First of all, for Mid-America, Pioneers are led by Makai Elmore. He had a fabulous first half, 12 points. Leads his team, leads all scorers. Makai Elmore has a dozen. After that, for Mid-America, you've got Brooks Langerer with 6. Ed Wright has 4. Jake Alexander has a couple of free throws, and that is the Mid-America scoring. For Benedictine, the leading scorer is Jaden Timmy. Most of his points, in fact, let's rephrase that, all but 2 of his points came at the free throw line, where Jaden was 6 of 7 at the line. He has 8 points in the first half and leads Benedictine in scoring. The other Ravens scoring, Sam Ungashik has 4, Preston Reynolds has 4, 2 for Ahmad Lewis. Checking a little bit down through things like, thank you. Let's check a few things here. Let's look at the fouls for Benedictine. Personal fouls, 2 on Tyson Caffey, no one with more than 1. For Mid-America, 2 on Jones McCrary at Brown, no one else with more than 1, so that's not really any kind of an issue. Shooting in the game, the Ravens have been just icy. Okay. Benedictine hitting 5 of 28. And so they are clipping along at, here we go. Hold on, I gotta get a look at these great former Ravens out of the floor out here. Ravens are clipping along at 5 of 28. That is 18%. Mid-America is 9 of 33, 27% in the first half. Ravens have not hit a three-point shot yet in the game. 0 of 6, Mid-America 4 of 16. At the free throw line, the Ravens, their saving grace is 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Benedictine with 8 first half turnovers. And there you have it. Tell you what, again, whoop. Getting this done, Joseph. You'll be proud of me for this. All right. Here we go. Taking a break. Second half of the ball game coming up live here on K-Radio. It's going to be a really, really interesting game, and I think we're going to have an exciting finish. But right now, with the halftime score in the Nolan Gym, Mid-America 24, Benedictine 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good afternoon, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're at home hosting Mid-America Nazarene University. We will return to the men's game in just a moment. Coming up on Tuesday, as I look at the Care Country Sports Studios schedule, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS with a 6 p.m. tip. For the girls' game, the boys should tip sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine basketball again as we've got Benedictine College on the road at Evangel. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. Friday, we've got high school football, high school basketball again, as we've got Marhill Mount Academy on the road at JCN. 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Then Saturday, we've got Benedictine taking on Mount Mercy as they're at home for this one. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for that game. In the ladies, the men should take to the court sometime right around 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's scores in college basketball across the heart of America Athletic Conference, we have the final of the Clark Park game. It was Clark 81, Park 42. Mount Mercy beat William Penn in the women's game at 66-41. It was Missouri Valley falling to Central Methodist with a final score of Central Methodist 83, Missouri Valley Ladies 48. Grandview beat Culver Stockton 69-59. Graceland fell to Peru State as Peru State had 78 points to the Graceland Ladies 55. And in the Baker Evangel game, it was Evangel on top at 64 points to Baker's 63. In the game that we broadcast earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens fell to Mid-American Nazarene 72 to Benedictine's 51. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores for games in action.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look at men's scores, we do have a final to report. It was Clark over Park with a final score of Clark 87, Park 60. In the William Penn Mount Mercy game, with 5 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first half, it is William Penn 35, Mount Mercy 25. With just a couple of moments left, we've got a couple of final scores or start of... With just a couple of moments left before the half, it is Missouri Valley trailing Central Methodist 42-38. In the Culver-Stockton-Grandview game at the half, Grandview's at 41 points, Culver-Stockton's at 22. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine men leading Mid-America Nazarene University. So we will be returning with just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 11, winds out of the north 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 19. Lows level off around 6 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Dry with temps a bit below average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper teens to the upper 20s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 33.1 degrees Fahrenheit out there. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 9 miles per hour. The relative humidity sitting at 79%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.94 inches of mercury. Dew point, 27 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 25. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Welcome back to the Nolan here on the Benedictson College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where getting ready to go to the second half of this men's college basketball game. It is close, and perhaps more noticeable, it is extraordinarily low scoring. Joseph in the K Radio Sports Studios today. He's our producer and our engineer and our take care of us guy. Joseph, appreciate you. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and it is a 24-18 halftime lead for Mid-America here in this men's college game. That's right, that's the end of the half of the men's game, not maybe a quarter score in a ladies' game, you know, when you're expecting to have, you know, twice as many points. But it's been low scoring, and neither team is really hitting a lot of shots. You got some guys who can really shoot the ball who are struggling here tonight. For example, for Mid-America, Ed Wright, 0 for 3. Jake Alexander, 0 for 3. Caleb Jones-McCrary, 6'8" guy in the middle, 0 for 2. Anthony Brown, arguably one of the best players in the conference, 0 for 3. Janelle Aponte coming off the bench, 0 for 1. I mean, you got guys who just can't hit anything tonight. Benedictine, on the other hand, struggling on their own right. Tyson Cathy's 0 for 5. Braden Belt's 0 for 4. Joel Adise's 0 for 1. So for Benedictine, no points coming really from in the middle. Jaden Timmy is 1 of 4 from the floor, but fortunately for Benedictine, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. We're set to go to the second half. Ravens are going to bring it in, and here we go. Can Benedictine find its offense to keep its defense this good? Driving into the lane, behind the back pass goes to in the middle and up and in. Tyson Cathy's going to have his first point of the game. And Benedictine is within 4. Just as quickly as that, it is 24-20. Half a minute in. Pioneers work it off on top. Mid-America going from left to right, by the way, across your dive here in the second half. A little bit of a head fake. Shake at the defender. Now skip past into the lane. It's batted free. And it's going to be picked up by Ungashik. He's up the court 1-on-4. Doesn't like those odds. Slows it down. Brings it out on top to Jaden Timmy. Swings it over to the left side. Benedictine on offense. They're going to have the original five out there. Sam Ungashik and Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Braden Bell, Tyson Cathy. Raven shot inside, no good. Rebounding it back down, Mid-America. For the Pioneers, you're going to have Ed Wright and Makai Elmore back out there. Here's a baseline three missing. Offensive rebound. Underneath shot, no good. Jake Alexander, Caleb Jones-McCarthy, Anthony Brown all out of the court for Mid-America. 18 and a half to go in the game. This game started early. The girls' game went briskly. This guy's game has gone pretty fast. It is like a 4:45. Hook shot. Jaden Timmy up and good. Just getting ready to say as Timmy gets his 10th point of the game. We've got 18 minutes left, and it's still like 4:45. This game is moving quickly. Here's a feed underneath. Reverse layup. It's going to be short. Tyson Cathy rebounds it down and hands it over to Sam Ungashik, Benedictine back up court with the basketball. 24-22, Ravens within a pair. They have been down by as many as 11. The driving shot is up and missing. Saved by Tyson. Goes up and scores it. Tyson Cathy ties the game. 17:40 to go. We're even at 24. Raven fans coming to their feet. Coach Moody is bringing Joel Adise to the scorer's table. Put the basketball over to the right side. Here's a three launched and missed. Rebound. Pulled down Sam Ungashik. BC up the floor. Looking for a lead in the game. Ravens have never had one of them. Here's Sam at the free throw line, can't get the shot off, gets it over to Timmy. He's backing in the lane, backing in, skip past left side, Belt still looking for his first point of the afternoon. Braden into the lane, one hand runner, nope, tipped up, Tyson Cathy, two more, and he has been a huge factor in this second half. Mid-America taking a timeout. We'll take a break with them at 16:57 to go in the ball game. The Ravens have raced back. It's Benedictine 26, Mid-America 24.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Coming out of the timeout, Mid-America and first season head coach Adam Hepker is saying, guys, you got to get some points up here. They have not scored yet in the second half. 16:50 to go in the game. And a Mid-America lead that was at one time 11 is now gone. Here's a pass to the middle. Hits Jake Timmy right in the jaw. You heard the moan from the crowd. Timmy coming up the court a little bit slowly. And the Ravens on offense. Timmy's just going to launch a three. He hits it anyway. It doesn't matter. Coming off the shot to the cheek. From the basketball, Jaden Timmy buries a three. 13 for Timmy. 29-24. Ravens have now gone up five. 16:20 to go. And for the Pioneers, we get a shot up and good down to the baseline. And the two big guys is Adise has come into the game. Adise and Caleb Jones-McCrary really getting together and mixing it up the floor. It is 29-27, coming off the three-point shot by Jake Alexander. And it's his first field goal today, by the way. He hit a couple of free throws in the first half. BC in the middle. Ahmad will lean, turn, shoot, miss it, rebound. It's going to be pulled away, just kind of wrenched free by Jones McCrary. And back up the floor they come. Pioneer shot up and missing. Here comes Benedictine on the run. Ahmad kicks it right side. Running shot up and good. Sam Ungashik. 31-27. Again, Benedictine with the lead. And a turnover by the Pioneers on the outlet up the floor. Mid-America goes to the bench. Checking back into the game. Going to be Kobe Reese, the 6'7" junior from Spokane. Kobe played in the first half, did not score in the first half. So Kobe Reese in the game for 5 minutes. And here's BC Belt. Can he get the three? It won't fall. Rebound, Jaden Timmy. And he gets pushed. And there's the foul on the floor. Jaden comes down with the ball, and running into him is going to be Alexander. Jake Alexander collects his first foul. That is the first foul of the second half by either team, and we're 5 minutes in, essentially, 15:05 to go in the game. Again, not a lot of fouls getting called in either game here this evening. Ravens are going to inbound it, and Adise will take it up topside, kick it over to Preston. Reynolds starts left, comes right, back left again, little behind-the-back pass. The shot is going to go up to her belt. He gets blocked and fouled in the middle. Braden coming to the line. Our official comes to the scorer's table. The blocking foul is going to be on Kobe Reese. First foul for Reese. Team foul two, Mid-America. And at the line for Benedictine. The guy looking for his first point of the game today, Braden Belt, takes his time, sends it in. So Braden Belt is on the board with 14:56 to go. Looks it over, and that is good also. 33-27, Benedictine is pushed up now by six at 14:50 to go. Pioneers up top side. Ravens staying that tight player defense. Here's Makai Elmore. sliding to the right side, back to the left, pushes it out on the wing. They get it back to Elmore. He's got a good look at it and will knock it in. Makai Elmore. He had 12 in the first half, and three more there. 33-30. 14-20 to go. It's a lot of basketball to be played here in the Nolan yet. Ungashik will drive in, kicks it back. Preston wants the corner, doesn't have it, brings it back out on top to Sam. Ungashik will pull up. He's going three. Wow, what a shot, Sam! He's got 5.5 and 9 in the game. 36-30, and the Ravens respond at the 14-minute mark of the game. Back to the right side. Here's a three. Yes, for Ed Wright. 36-33, and now two teams that could hit nothing in the first half seem like they can miss nothing here in the second. BC on top. Here's Belt for three. That one will be short. And a rebound cleared away by Kobe Reese. Here comes Mid-America. They'll drive down the right side of the lane. Another one-handed scoop shot. That was pretty. Going up and in. Two more for Ed Wright. He's got 5.5 and 9 in the game. It is a one-point contest, 36-35, at 13-13 to go. Ungashik starts to the left, accelerates to the baseline, goes in off the block, sends it up and missed it. No foul called to the rebound, cleared away by Mid-America. Anthony Brown will outlet it up the floor, taking it down the left side. It's going to be hit right feet into the lane. The rental push shot is going to be up and good. First bucket for Kobe Reese. Mid-America's back in front at 37-36. 12:50 to play. BC down the floor. Ungashik to Reynolds. Preston plays off the nice screen by Adise. Backs in. Feeds it to the left. Ungashik deep in the left corner in front of the Raven bench. He will drive the baseline. Lose the handle. It's going to be picked up by Mid-America. Elmore coming up with a loose basketball. They'll feed it over to Brown. He'll go up. Miss the dunk. Rebound Mid-America. They'll follow and score. Brooks Langerer showing a very cool head. Kept his composure. Kept his focus. And Benedictson is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Ravens. We have 12-12 to go in the game. Mid-America 39, Benedictson 36.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan. In this afternoon's men's college game, just kind of has a feel of teams who are either scoring or not scoring. Either put points on the board or you just can't get any points on the board. Benedictson began the second half on a huge roll. They were trailing going into the locker room by half dozen. Matter of fact, trailing by 11 earlier in the first half. Pushed ahead, got all the way to a 6-point lead. And from that point, then you got Mid-America on a 9-0 run over the last minute 36. A lot of points and not a lot of time. 9-0 Mid-America on the last minute 36. They are 5 of their last 6 shots hit. And now they are the hot team. And it's the Ravens who are having trouble getting points on the board. A game of runs. And BC will have the ball. And it's going to be slapped away out of bounds down to the baseline by Anthony Brown. 12:04 to go in the game. 39-36, Pioneers in front. On the court for Benedictine right now. We've got Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt, Jaden Timmy, and Tyson Cathy. Tyson backing in, backing in, backing in. Turn, shoots it off the window, no good. Mid-America with a rebound and a foul on Tyson as he tries to secure the board off his missed shot. So for Tyson, it'll be a couple of personal fouls. And make it three. Three fouls for Tyson. Let me get that right. Back up court with it, Mid-America. Little short range jumper is in, and I think we wave it off. They're going to call it. Yep, wave it off the shot. The offensive foul underneath. And so the foul on Anthony Brown will negate that shot. And he will have his third foul this evening. Well, I guess still this afternoon. 11:37 to go in the ball game, 39-36. Mid-America out front. Here comes Preston. Reynolds will quickly come into the forecourt. Goes to the right side to Ahmad. Ahmad Lewis, only 2 points so far in the game. And as the feed goes into the middle, Ahmad is knocked to the ground. And Braves have made another change in the lineup. And they're going to see the big man in there. Hunter Schneider is on the floor. Now, Mid-America is really upset as that is the fourth foul being called on Anthony Brown. And that's got Coach Hepker pretty animated. And now, is he going to get the official to come over and talk to him? Apparently he is. And now the official, I think, is going to tell him, you got to take a breath, man. Take a minute. I don't know if they're going to review this to see against whom the foul is called or what's going to go on here. But Coach Hepker's now got them coming over to the scores table. Coach Moody's like, okay, you know, whatever you got to do, get it right. That's all we want here. Gosh, a lot of basketball coming up next week on CARE Radio. And we're looking forward to bringing you games. Our next one up, and I think Joseph has mentioned this to you, but I will reiterate, if you don't mind, that Tuesday night we're going to be in Effingham, Kansas, as it will be NEKL basketball. Tournament week's wrapping up tonight, and back to the regular season. ACCHS will be hosting MHMA. Now, that's a lot of letters, but it's going to be a couple of really, really fun games. We were able to watch the Lady Tigers last night and an impressive win over a very, very good Rossville team. An overtime W for Coach Eckert and the Lady Tigers. And they are moving on here this afternoon to the championship game of the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. Okay, now they're still having a little chit-chat. And now we're going to walk over and I don't think Coach Hepker's real happy with the way the head flew back and the eyes kind of rolled around a little bit. He is not particularly satisfied with whatever he has been told. And that is going to, he is going to be charged with a timeout, which is pretty immaterial. They both teams still have four. So the fourth foul is going to stand on Anthony Brown, and for Benedictine coming to the line is Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad hasn't had a free throw yet today. His first effort is on its way and very short. He'll have one more coming up. Benedictine as a team at the free throw line today has been phenomenal until that when they were 10 of 11. Out of the game for the Pioneers is going to come Kobe Reese, and back in is going to come Caleb Jones-McCrary. Ahmad's second free throw, airborne and perfect. So Ahmad will collect his third point of the afternoon, and he will draw Benedictine back to within two at 39-37. And we've got 11:26 to go, and as the ball comes into the forecourt, we have a stoppage of play. The official coming over here, and is it the game clock? No, the play clock. They're rolling it down. They want it at 25. Okay, 11:20 to go in the game and 25 on the shot clock. Mid-America will be putting it in play in front of the bench, and they're going to bring it up near the scorer's table. And here we go. Pioneers back with the basketball. They'll drive into the middle of the lane. The shot goes up, partially deflected. Rebound is batted away, picked back up. Pioneers will take it left side, go in, falling away. Jump shot good. That was a very athletic play by Janelle Aponte, picking up his first points on the afternoon. And he gets Mid-America back in front by four at 41-37. We go inside 11 minutes to play in the game. BC's got Jake Thompson out of the court now. Jake will feed to the middle. Timmy back to Preston. backing in, spins, in, draws a foul. Hit right in. He was throwing an elbow at me. The official goes, yeah, I saw you reach in and commit the foul. For Ed, it'll be foul number two. And we're seeing Mid-America now picking up their fifth team foul. Benedictine has still committed only one here in the second half. This free throw, no, we're not even close, really. So Preston Reynolds, who is 2 of 2 at the line in the first half and has not scored yet in the second half, still has only 4 points today. Reynolds will eye this one up. Second one, good. It is now 41-38, and we will have a Raven timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break. 10:40 to go in the game. Mid-America 41, Benedictine 38.
Spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, basketball alumni coming in for the ladies and also for the guys from many years, and many of them have traveled a lot of miles to come here this afternoon. It's delightful to see so many people. For the Ravens coming off the bench, it will be Jada Timmy, Ahmad Lewis, Jake Thompson, Hunter Schneider, and Preston Reynolds. For Mid-America, putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt is going to be Brooks Langerer. He'll bring it in to Makai Elmore. Joining them on the floor, we've got Caleb Jones-McCrary, Ed Wright, and looking to round it out with Brooks Langerer. How's that? Pioneers with the basketball in the forecourt. Here's a three, left side, well short. Rebound off the floor by Mid-America, and apparently there was a whistle, and the gym is just completely silent, and it's going to be a foul on the Pioneers. The whistle on Caleb Jones-McCrary will have him collecting his third foul this afternoon. Mid-America's now got a couple of guys with some foul issues. Anthony Brown, 4. Now Jones-McCrary with 3. BC into the forecourt. They're trailing by 3. 10-10 to go. We got a media timeout that'll be coming up before long. Here's a feed out on top. Ahmad Lewis has it. Just looking in, puts on a move, comes off a screen, dumps it across to the baseline. Jake, back out on top. Preston, back to Jake. Thought about 3, doesn't. Steps inside the ring, goes long 2, missed it. Rebound, pulled down Mid-America. Here come the Pioneers and Aponte. Goes over to the right side, feet to the baseline. Left-handed runner is going to be up and good. Makai Elmore having a huge game. That is, 17 for Elmore. And it's 43-38 Mid-America. 9:20 to play in the game. Jake Thompson feeds. Timmy gets inside a defender, and then as the shot goes up, the defender deflects it a little bit. Mid-America coming down with a miss. On the other end, 3 defenders surround the basketball. The kick goes on top, and the 3 is buried by Brooks Langerer. His 3rd 3 today. Pioneers have stretched their lead to 46-38, 9 minutes to go. Jaden Timmy backing in. Little power move, comes up short, and we're going to have another foul on Jones-McCrary. And so now the 2 big guys from Mid-America have 4 fouls each, and we're going to take our media break. Joseph, it's a timeout of the court, and a great finish on the way. 8:56 to play in the ballgame. Mid-America 46, Benedictine 38.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Mid America coming into the ballgame today in the third spot in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, sporting a 16-5 record, 11-4 in conference. Benedictine, only two spots behind him. They are digging and working to get a home game in round one of the conference postseason tournament. Ravens are 11-10 on the season, 9-6 in hard play. Out of the court for BC, got Joel Adise and Ahmad Lewis, Sam Ungashik. Back in is going to come Braden Belt, and you got Jaden Timmy. Jaden's going to be coming to the free throw line. Not only a moment ago was at the fourth foul on Caleb Jones-McCrary, but it was also the seventh by Mid-America in the second half, meaning Benedictine will be at the free throw line from here out. And Jaden Timmy coming up here for the 1-1. Conversely, Benedictine has committed only one second half foul. The free throw, yes. Jaden Timmy's 14th point this afternoon. It is 46-39. One more shot coming up here. Jaden Isaac, the senior, puts it in. So Timmy will hit them both, and he has been absolutely phenomenal at the free throw line tonight. 9 of 10, and BC's back to within a half a dozen. Mid-America coming up the floor with it. Ed Wright will handle it topside. Adise has got him on the matchup. Back out it comes to Ed. The three, no. Rebound, out of bounds. Pioneer ball. They're going to say that Braden Belt got a hand on it. Down to the baseline. Back again. It's going to come to Mid-America. Shot clock resets to 20. We're at 8:28 to go in the game. Little lob pass in. Comes to Ed. Right will back in. Back in. Bunny hop in the lane. Trapped there. Comes back out on top. Langer, he's been red hot. He will square up. Goes to three. This time it doesn't go in. Ungashik with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens taking it into the forward court with 8:10 left. Sam starts to the left side, then comes to the right. Way out at the 28-foot mark. Looks into the middle, finding nobody there. Brings it to Ahmad between the circles. Lewis will dump it over to the right side of Timmy. Now into the corner goes Sam. Swings the ball side to side, down at the ankles. Goes to the middle where Adise looks inside. Puts it down once, puts it down twice. Turns and shoots short. Rebound going to be out of bounds off Benedictine. That was a well-played little trip down the court for Langerer as Brooks was battling to keep the ball and play, knew it was going to go out of bounds and was able to deflect it off Adise's leg. Now the feet into the lane, the kick back to Langerer. He's so good, but that three won't fall. Rebound. Here comes Sam Ungashik. Down the floor, topside Timmy. Back to Sam. 7:20 to play in the game. Adise has it over to the right side. Again, backing in. He missed the last shot. We'll bring it back to Timmy. Shot clock's at a dozen. Back again, and then Adise just loses it. Ravens throw it away. 7:09 to play. Coach Moody is quickly going to send Tyson Caffey back to the scorer's table and get the big senior out of the floor. Inside 7 minutes to go. Pioneer basketball. And as they drive to the baseline, we get a whistle, and the foul is going to be on Benedictine. It's going to be on Adise. And Joel, he doesn't even look around. He knows he's coming out of the game. He will have picked up his first foul of the game and only Benedictine's second foul in the second half. Pioneers are bringing it into the baseline, and once more, you're going to have that shot clock reset to 20. Ed Wright handles it. Dumps it over to the left side. Big collision in the middle with Aponte and a foul on Ahmad. It'll be foul number one. Foul number one for Ahmad Lewis and the Ravens' third team foul of the second half. 6:48 to go keep looking at that clock, and every time you look back, it just seems like it's dropping so quickly. Langer goes to the free throw line. The defense gets quickly in front of him, kicks it over to Aponte. Now over to the right block, trying to back in. It's going to be Kobe Reese. No room for him. Remember, the two big guys for Mid-America on the bench with four fouls each. Here's a shot from the outside. Ed Wright has hit on the rim, bounce up over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. It's going to be Benedictine basketball from the backcourt. With 6.5 to go in the ball game, the Ravens coming up the floor. They trail by six. And this is the point at which Coach Hepker is going to bring both Jones-McCrary and Brown back into the game at the first opportunity. 14-foot jump shot, good, Braden Bell. 46-42. So, at 6:15 to go, nobody had scored in 3 minutes. Can you believe that? Here's a three-point shot. Oh, a dagger shot from deep on the left side, Langerer. And again, what he does on the floor is shoot. He's not very fast. He's an average ball handler, but he is a phenomenal shooter. Here's a three for Timmy. No, tipped up by Tyson Caffey. Loses it out of bounds, and the Ravens throw it away. Another Benedictine turnover. So here they come. Anthony Brown and Caleb Jones-McCrary. They're going to check back in at 5:49. See how long they last. Four fouls apiece. And the crazy part is, neither one of them has scored a point tonight. Mid-America with the bounce roll on top side, leading by seven. Here's a running shot. It's going to be up and good. Count it and one for the Pioneers. Foul is going to be on Ungashek. It'll be a couple of fouls tonight for Sam. This is a big trip down as Ed Wright comes to the line for the first time tonight. Now we're going to see from Coach Hepker, interestingly, a little bit of an offensive-defensive switch. .533 to go. And Benedictine finding itself slowly sinking into trouble. Mid-America coming to the free throw line with an opportunity at a double-digit lead. Ed Wright steps up. He hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. He's a good shooter. That one does not go in, and the rebound to Tyson Caffey. It is 51-42 with 5:20 to go. For Benedictine, shooting has really fallen off. Here's a shot and a foul, and that's going to be number five. Ahmad Lewis to cut into the lane. Stepping in front of him, playing like a guy with two fouls, Caleb Jones-McCrary. Jumps in front, reaches out, collects his fifth foul. And so for Caleb, it'll be number five. He's going to foul out here with 5:18 to play. End the game without a point. For Benedictine, I'm starting to mention they're going to have to get a little scoring going. And again, this game has just been so much a game of kind of runs. Well, for the Ravens, they have hit one of their last eight shots. So, BC goes back to 14 minutes. They have scored 6 points in the last 9 minutes here. Free throw, yes, for Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad picking up his fourth point of the game, and he's got one more shot coming his way. 51-43. Lewis taking his time. Big, deep knee bend, shoots it in. 51-44. 5:16 to go. For Mid-America, you think they would get very, very patient. Here's Elmore with it. Now here's the three from the top. It misses. What a rebound by Jaden Timmy. He just outleaped Kobe Reese and took it away. Ravens are going to come up the court. Ungashek over to the left side. Timmy deep in the left corner in front of the Benedictine bench. Backing into the lane. Backing in. Still backing in. And the shot. Good, Jaden Timmy. as he worked for Brooks Langerer. 51-46. BC back to within 5. 4:38 to play. Ravens have shown the ability to score, but sometimes it just doesn't come easily for them. And now, as the ball is over to the baseline right, the official from the outside, standing out of bounds, is going to call a foul on Sam. Didn't look like Sam had even reached out, but the official standing right there says, yeah. And that will be Sam's third tonight. Benedictine, team foul 5. Pioneers with another 20 on the shot clock. Bring it in. Topside to Kobe Reese. And he'll hand it over. The ball's on the floor. Ravens are going to jump on it. Ahmad's got the ball. Covers it up. And yeah, they're going to have a quick whistle. Wow. A fast jump ball whistle. That is phenomenal. And possession arrow will go to Mid-America. 4:20 to play. Now an official from down to the baseline is going to come up and question this. And the very, very, very senior official who has made that and many other calls today will have it the way he feels it should be. Here's a feed underneath. The layup is going to be up and good for Kobe Reese. It is 53-46. We're down to 4 minutes to go. DC back up the floor. Tyson gets it to Ahmad Lewis. One hand left hand shot. Good, Ahmad Lewis. Here's what Ahmad's quit doing. We haven't seen him hit anything from the outside in a couple of games, and so he's adjusted his game a little bit here as this one has gone along today. He's taken more of those inside shots, and they've been successful for him. It's 53-48. Now it's on the floor. Tyson Cathy will pick it up. Benedictine takes the ball away. 3.5 to go. It is a 5-point Pioneer lead. Ungashik handles it up top side. Kicks it over to the right to Ahmad. Lewis cuts in, twists, turns, needing some help. Gets it over to Tyson. Back to Ahmad. The 3, wide left. And a rebound down to Kobe Reese. Mid-America coming back the other way. Ahmad continues to have a hard time hitting anything from the outside, where today he's 0-for-3. Pioneers are going to take a timeout. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Timeout of the court. Mid-America 53, Benedictine 48.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Exactly 3 minutes to play here in this men's college basketball game this afternoon in Atchison, Kansas. Welcome. It's the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. It's Benedictine playing host to Mid-America. Mid-America taking that timeout, leading 53-48. These two teams met just 2 weeks ago today in Olathe, and the Ravens were able to come away with a thrilling road win. Mid-America's already had one player, Caleb Jones-McCreary, foul out this afternoon, and it'll be put in play by Anthony Brown from Mid-America, who's out there with 4 fouls right now. Pioneers have the ball in play, leading it by 5. On the right side with it, it's going to be Anthony. Brown starts left, starts right, drives it out on top. The feet underneath, all alone down there. Somebody just missed on Mekhi Elmore. All alone, lays it in. It's 55-48. 2:40 to go. Timmy out on top to Ahmad. Lewis starts left, drives right, into the lane, gets tripped, goes down. Is he okay? Lays there for a moment. His teammate lifts him up. He comes over to the sideline looking for a towel. That is going to be the 5th foul on Anthony Brown. So now a second Mid-America player will have fouled out of the game, this time at 2:26 to go. And like Caleb Jones-McCray, Anthony Brown will end the night with no points. And both teams are coming over to their coaches because having had a player foul out, a team is allowed a bit of time to come up with someone to bring in. Mid-America is going to bring Janelle Aponte in, the 6'3 junior from Kissimmee. And for Benedictine, it'll be a trip to the free throw line for Ahmad Lewis. 55-48. Mid-America with 2:26 to go. Free throw? No. One more shot coming up for Ahmad. Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City, Missouri, the 6'2" junior, gets the second. It is 55-49, a two-possession Pioneer lead with 2:22 left. Mid-America is going to take it across the timeline and way out in the top corner. Braden Belt is up there to provide a little defense on Makai Elmore. Elmore has been spectacular shooting the ball today. Pioneers are going to be very patient. They want to burn some time down. And now with 5 on the shot clock, here's another three. Put on its way. Good. Brooks Langer. Langer has had 5 threes and a 2 today. He has been sterling. And we're at a minute 50 to go in the Ravens. Down 57-49. Ravens three-pointer. Good for Ungashik. BC taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. With 1:47 to go, it is Mid-America 57, Benedictine 52.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Benedictine back in action next week. Going to get a couple of days off before their next outing is going to be Wednesday. But before we make that trip all the way down to Springfield, where the Ravens are going to be hosted by Evangel for, frankly, like the last time ever, right? But this bit of business, with a minute 47 to go, is certainly not decided. Ravens are going to bring Preston Reynolds back in. We haven't seen Preston in a while. Reynolds, Timmy, Ungashik, Cappy, and Lewis out of the court now for BC. Again, the Pioneers plan, just run the ball in the good hands out there of Makai Elmore. He's so smooth with the basketball, so good. Keep it in his hands. Now he's going to throw it away and turn it over. They're going to say it was tapped. Going to not call it over and back. 5 seconds, four. He'll go three and hit it. With four on the shot clock. That was brutal. Pushing Mid-America up 60-52. And we're at a minute 11 to go. Benedictine baseline jump shot, no. Rebound Pioneers by Ed Wright. Mid-America in a good spot here, leading it by 8 with a minute to go, and we're going to get a quick foul in the backcourt by Preston Reynolds. And so a game that was moving along very briskly is going to slow down a little bit as you can anticipate Benedictine committing a lot of fouls here in the last minute of the game. Coach Moody calling the official and his team off the floor. Now he's going to stack them up. Okay. Ball coming in for Mid-America at midcourt. Pioneers will come to the near side, driving across midcourt. Skip pass is going to go over to the left. And quickly, another foul by Benedict, and this is going to be the second of the game for Jaden and Timmy. And the Ravens did that to get that 7th team foul, putting Mid-America at the line for the 1-and-1. And this is a circumstance that causes people to argue about the whole reset, the four quarters and the resetting of fouls, particularly in the women's game where there is no one and one anymore. This is part of the strategy. And late game basketball, the free throw by Ed Wright is good. He missed his only other free throw attempt tonight, but that one's going to go in. And at 56 seconds of play, Mid-America, a chance to go up 10, and they do. 62-52 Pioneers. Reynolds comes out of the game and back in for Benedict. It's going to come Braden Bell. That was an offense-defense switch. BC up the court. And we got a turnover here. I missed somehow. They just went to the forecourt, and the official at midcourt is like, goes back the other way. Mid-America putting it in play in front of the Raven bench. Jaden Timmy reaching in, finally commits the foul, and the clock has gotten down now to 47. Three fouls for Jaden Timmy. But right now, the greater issue is the 10-point deficit with 47 seconds to go. At the free throw line for the Pioneers, Ed Wright, 2 of 3, now 3 of 4. Mid-America hitting some big free throws down the stretch. Second shot, got it. 64-52. And Benedictine coming up the court with 47 seconds to go. Here's Ungashik, topside, Tyson. Kathy will go in, miss the driving layup, just doesn't finish the shot, and gets fouled, though, so he'll come to the free throw line. But the Ravens right now trailing by a dozen, cannot trade, giving up threes and getting twos. First free throw, it's good. That, by the way, was the first foul of the night, if you're keeping track at home, on Mekhi Elmore. And before Tyson Campy's second free throw, we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. So when we return, Tyson is going to be at the free throw line with the score. Pioneers 64, Benedictine 53.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Back with you here in the Nola Gym with only 38 seconds remaining. Benedictine at the free throw line, but they trail by 11. Tyson Caffey hit the front half a moment ago. He's going to be back up here again. Joining him on the court for BC is going to be Timmy Lewis, Belt, and Ungashek. Second free throw, way short. Rebound tipped down, and the Ravens are going to recover it. Here's Sam for three. Boom! That was a design play to miss it and get three. And now quickly Ahmad Lewis commits a foul on the inbound play. Only his second tonight. We will walk once again to the other end of the court. It is 64-56. That was a brilliant play for the Ravens to have. The free throw missed by Tyson Caffey. You can see it was an intention miss. Ravens get the long rebound and hit the three. First free throw here, rattles around and goes in. So Ed Wright has hit 5 in a row, having missed his first free throw tonight. Kind of got the range here. That one's good. 66-56. And again, the Ravens are going to let this thing roll all the way to midcourt. Sam to the left side. Gets it to Ahmad. He'll go three, short. Rebound, Mid-America and a Tyson Caffey foul. It'll be Kobe Reese at the line. Tyson Caffey picking up foul number 4. And now it'll be two free throws for Mid-America because the Ravens put them in the double bonus. 28 seconds left. And now first-year head coach Adam Hepker will send his other four players into the backcourt as the front free throw here is up, and he'll be unable to convert it. One more shot coming up for Kobe Reese. And that was good. 67-56. 28 to go. And again, BC will pick it up well up into the forecourt. Here's a three. Ungashik, no good. Rebound. Mid-America had it, lost it. Ravens are going to steal it back. Driving down is Tyson Caffey. A power move to score two. Tyson. 67-58, 15 seconds, and as the ball comes in, we're down to 14 and another BC foul. 14 seconds to go. And once again, Mid-America is going to send everybody but the shooter into the backcourt, and Ed Wright up there again. And again, he has now hit six in a row. Seven in a row for Ed. 68-58. And 69. Mid-America has been really good at the free throw line. No two ways about that. Here's Ungashik. Comes out on top to Ahmad. He'll go for a three. It's off the mark. Sam gets fouled. And we're going to go to the free throw line with 4 seconds left. Big win for Mid-America here this evening. They'll go to 17-5 on the season and 12-4. Disappointing loss for Benedictine, who got behind early by a bunch, battled back, tied the game up, and in fact took a 5-point lead early in the second half. Wanted to see Mid-America go on another run and take that lead back. First free throw by Sam is good. Talk about a guy who's had a great game. How about Sam Ungashik? That'll be 16 points now. The freshman sends this one in. 69-60. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Mid-America 69, Benedictine 60. And we'll return here to the Norman Gym and summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We're back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where the crowd tonight, I suspect, will be a little slower filing out than we typically have because so many people here because of the alumni weekend, taking this opportunity to rekindle some old friendships and chat with some old friends that are not all that often seen. So, I think that's Harry out there. Harry Ramirez, maybe? Yeah? Ravens coming up short in this one. Let's recap the scoring. First of all, for Mid-America, they had some guys come out and just have really outstanding games tonight. Certainly, Mekhi Elmore, 22 points this evening for Mid-America. And he was 9 of 15 shooting the ball, 4 of 9 from outside, 22 points this evening for Mid-America. Right behind him was Ed Wright. Tonight, Ed had 19 points, 5 of 6, okay, and only 1 of 6, 5 of 16 from the floor. 1 of 6 at 3-point range, but he made his living late in the ballgame as he went to the line and hit every free throw. Ended up, 8 of 9 at the free throw line tonight on his way to a 19-point game. One more guy in double-digit scoring, and that was Brooks Langerer. Guys, good to see you. Take care. Langerer, 4 of 7. Thank you. From outside, shooting the basketball. He came in off the bench and provided a tremendous boost. I've got him for 17 points this evening, Brooks Langerer. Following him, it was 5 apiece for Jake Alexander and Kobe Reese, and 2 tonight for Janelle Aponte. So for Mid-America, he did not have many guys scoring, but 3 guys with 22, 19, and 16. It was a big, big difference in this. So for Benedictine, how about this? 17 led the way, and 2 guys shared that, as both Sam Ungashick and Jaden Timmy. 17 points tonight. Sam, 6 of 16 shooting, including 3 of 6 at 3 and 2 of 2 at the line. Jaden Timmy, 4 of 9 from the floor, 1 of 3 from threes, and 8 out of 9 at the free throw line. So, Sam and Jaden, 17 points apiece. Only Ravens to reach double-figure scoring, but very close to that, Ahmad Lewis, who had a strong second half. Ahmad ends with 8 this evening. Still having trouble finding the range. Ahmad 0 for 5 from the outside and only 2 for 10. Shooting the basketball here this evening. How about Tyson Caffey with 9 tonight? Tyson, 4 out of 10 shooting the ball, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, but he was a point short of a double-double. 10 rebounds for Tyson this evening. Following down the list for BC, Ahmad Lewis, I mentioned, with 8 points. You had 5 tonight for Preston Reynolds. Braden Belt with 4. And so the guys' game very different than the girls. Girls' game, so many players scoring, and the guys' game, hardly any players scoring. Benedictine had, 6 guys get points on the board. Mid-America had only 6 guys getting points on the board. Pioneers did have a couple of players fouling out. Both Brown and Jones McCreary fouled out of the game, and they both fouled out with no points in the contest. So for Mid-America, their record improves. They're now at 17-5. They are 12-4 in the conference. For Benedictine, it's back to 500 at 11-11. And they are now at 9-6. We talked about the Ravens' sketch coming up. Well, for Benedictine, we're going to be back with the Ravens on the road down in Springfield at the Ashcroft Center on Wednesday. Benedictine at Evangel. A couple of evening games, so we're going to look forward to bringing those to you. Wednesday night, 5:30 for the ladies' game. And 7:30 for the guys' contest. Going to take a quick look while we're waiting for Coach Moody. I suspect he's going to be popping up this way very shortly. So if you'll stick around, we'll get some post-game thoughts from the Ravens head coach. Looking around the conference tonight, or this afternoon, some games still in the late minutes, many of them finals now, as Clark over the Park Pirates, 87-60 in Parkville. William Penn continues to roll up points. They were a 99-62. They have a 99-62 lead in Cedar Rapids over Mount Mercy with about 4 minutes to go. So there's the outcome of that, really, in no question. With a minute and a half to play, Central Methodist leads Missouri Valley in Fayette, 83-76. Pretty close game there. With 2 minutes to go, Peru at home leads Graceland by 9, 76-67. It was Grandview winning over Culver Stockton this afternoon, 74-57. And we rounded out here tonight with Evangel. But for some reason, I think this game started a little later. Evangel and Baker, still about 10 minutes to play. And Evangel trails Baker, leading on the road 70-61 over Evangel. So those are the updates from the games going on around the conference. And again, as we mentioned earlier, we had the ladies game on. Benedictine women coming up just a little bit short today against a quality Mid-America team. Next week, we're going to have Tuesday night high school hoops, as we'll be in Effingham, Kansas, Northeast Kansas League basketball. Meeting now for the second time, it'll be ACCHS playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. And then we'll have Wednesday night, Benedictine and Evangel. Thursday, it will be Sports Look, and on we go. Still spending a little time trying to get an opportunity for Coach to make his way up here and give us a little bit of thoughts on what's gone on. Fans, some still continue to mill around, but the Mid-America team is already out of the locker room, addressed and headed for the bus. So I suspect Coach will be popping out here pretty shortly. I'm certain he's got some things that he's wanting to share with his team. I think among them is, hey guys, we were still battling for a home playoff game. We've still got a lot of important games to go. And so you've got to keep your focus on this season. A week from today, BC is going to be back home again at noon and 2. So just keeping you aware of that. On next Saturday, can you believe next Saturday is already February? February the 4th. It'll be the Ravens hosting Mount Mercy. Ladies game at noon, and the guys game then at 2 o'clock next Saturday. And as the season shakes out, Ravens are going to have a road trip. We have not been and have not seen Peru State yet. We will be there on Wednesday the 8th, and this season is going to be drawn to an end shortly. You'll be hosting William Penn a couple of weeks from today on the 11th of February. Penn will be in town, 2-4, and I'm surprised we've got late games for them, but we do. And then Benedictine at home with Missouri Valley the 15th, and they will wrap up the regular season on the 18th with a home date with Culver Stockton. So you've got that going on around the conference and the upcoming Benedictine sports schedule. And it's nice to see a lot of the Raven alums had a chance to visit with some. See a lot of them still milling about out here. And looking around the gym, here comes Coach. Looking around the gym, it's kind of pleasant to see some of those guys. Coach will be meandering up this way here. It's always hard to get broken through, I think, the crowd. Got a lot of well-wishers and people who want his time and attention, and I could certainly understand that. Let's turn a few things up here where we can get that stuff all going. Hey, Coach, let's see if we've got that where you can hear anything that we got going on here. Is there anybody home? Yep. Hey. First of all, that was an interesting ball game. Tremendous defense. Mid-America, a team that you battled with so tough in the first game. And tonight, though, they were just able to pull that one out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we battled them tough tonight, too, Tom.
Yes, I agree.
You know, we out-rebounded them. We got to the free throw line more than them. I thought we had less turnovers than them. I mean, like, they're... If you look at the statistics on this game, it's pretty hard to figure out how we lost, except one glaring one, which is 31% from the field. We guarded well enough to win that game. We held their best two players, who were both all first team league players. Anthony Brown could be player of the year, and McCrary to 0 points. You know, that's probably one of the best executed defensive game plans we've had. We baited their role players to make plays, and the Langer kid banged in shots and got him 16 points, and the Elmore kid got him 22. You know, that's part of the game plan. If anybody was in here watching, or if you were watching on the stream, you know, that's you can't stop everything, and you've got to try to stop what they're really good at, which is number five, and then Jones and Brown. And I thought our guys did just a phenomenal job. We were, I don't know if the word's unlucky, but we were unlucky around the rim tonight. I mean, we had so many layups and close shots on drives and post-ups that just didn't go in. I mean, that, you know, the guys aren't trying to miss. We're not shooting it very well from three either at the moment. They did a good job of taking away the three from several of our best three-point shooters. But we're, you know, it's kind of like last game, you know, I'm not picking on anybody, but we've got a couple of positions that just aren't making buckets right now. And, you know, we were like 1-for-15 from our two wings on, Wednesday and 3-for-18, out of that position tonight. And, you know, Braden and Ahmad are, they're grinding. I mean, they're playing tons of minutes. It's their first time fighting through a really long season, with those kind of minutes, in a 28 game season. You know, they probably hit the wall a little bit. We're asking a lot out of them defensively too, but, you know, this group's still growing and still getting better. And, you know, that's a good Mid-America team that we just played and who we beat on their home floor. So there's a lot of positives to take out of this one. We just couldn't make shots tonight. You know, it's kind of the same story as Wednesday. And we'll get back in the gym and help. I got to help them. We got to solve that problem. And they got to get in the gym and get their confidence and rhythm back.
Coach, you always love your defense. Everybody, you know, I think a lot of people, I'm going to say everybody, certainly I love defense. I think a lot of people do. And that first half, holy cannoli, Helms got 24 points. I mean, that's – if you could come in, you couldn't imagine holding them to that kind of number.
No, I mean, that was a good effort. I think both teams were pretty broken, honestly, that first half. I mean, you know, both teams couldn't make a ton of shots, and it kind of clunky basketball like you and I talked about on Wednesday night this time of year. It's just kind of everybody's tired. There's crazy turnovers and just stuff happening out there that you don't normally see. It's not very clean, I guess, is my point. And, you know, second half, I thought we guarded just as well, but you're not going to hold down a college basketball team to, you know, 50 points. I mean, they're going to get off a little bit. And they just got a little separation there with, what was that, about 7 minutes to go. You know, they banged in a couple of shots and then they kind of got away from us and we couldn't get it back. I thought our guys battled when we cut it to five with like 2.5 to play. We just couldn't make those tough kind of big shots that we have, back in early January. So, you know, we got plenty of basketball left to play. I just told them that, like, you know, heck, we were sitting back there in November at 3-7 and averaging about 52 points a game. You know, if you'd have said you're going to be 11-11 with six to play and a chance to finish in the top four, if things go your way, would you take it? I think we'd take it. So we're going to keep getting better. We're going to keep practicing.
A couple of things. One of the big goal, and I've been talking about this, and we'll see if I'm on the right page even at all or even in the right book, but a home game. I mean, is that one of the big goals right now, home game in the postseason tournament?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Tom, that's a good question. I mean, our goals are, like, small. I mean, our goals are, like, let's get to Wednesday and go beat Evangel. You know, I mean, with this group, like, we're young. None of them besides Temi and Tyson have really been through kind of that kind of experience of, you know, having the heat put on you down the stretch to perform to get to the home game, you know. And so I don't have it figured out. I don't think there's a formula, but we haven't talked about that much. I mean, but honestly, like, all we're going to talk about is Evangel. You know, let's go get ready for Wednesday. Let's take them one at a time. You know, if we can solve our own problems on offense and our defense keeps showing up, we're going to be okay down the stretch. But, you know, I love this team. They play their tail off. We'll get it figured out offensively. And if we don't, then our defense has got to just get a little smidgen better. We need to play in the 50s or something, you know, to find a way to win a game. But, you know, they're battling. They're battling.
So the trip to Springfield, 4 days away, what's the guy's schedule going to look like with you?
Well, I mean, we're, you know, for sure tomorrow's off. We need some rest. And then, you know, this will be the first, like last week we came off 4 games in 8 days, so we gave Monday off too. We won't do that this week. We'll get them back on the floor on Monday and get through some stuff, like have a normal week. A normal week for us is a Monday day where we're getting better ourselves, a Tuesday prep, a game on Wednesday, rest on Thursday, and then prep on Friday and go play Saturday. That's going to be a normal week again. I think everybody will feel a little better about it. You know, but this group, like, they don't hang their head. I mean, I'm getting old, you know. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and these things, I'm always seeing the worst of it. These guys tend to really pick each other up in that locker room, and I mean, they battled their tails off. They know that. We just need a couple to go our way, you know. I don't think I've ever seen a game where that many close shots, layups, post-ups, just tips. I mean, things right around the rim didn't go in. And, I mean, credit MNU. They got long bodies and they're in there, you know, challenging us and everything else. But, you know, for the last month, those kind of plays have gone our way. And the last 2 days they haven't. So, you know, you talk about the adversity and the challenge and all that. Well, we just gotta keep working. We'll be okay. We just get certain guys some rest and get them in the training room, and we'll just keep battling.
Last thing.
Yeah.
Coach, you talked about, old guys, getting old. I'm looking out here. I'm not the only one with white whiskers. You got a lot of great Raven fans and Raven players who came in for the alum thing today. And some of us aren't as young as we used to be. You got a lot of the young guys here. It's great to see the family come together.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's really what it is. And that I love that you say that, because that's how we bring it up at the end of every practice is family on three. And we've got guys from all kinds of eras. I mean, we've got some old guys down here from the 70s. We've got these guys that just graduated last year. We've got, I know there was a bunch of guys from the 2000s, a couple of guys from the 90s. I mean, I think I saw Wyrick here at one point.
You had Wyrick and Stalker both sitting here with me.
Yep, and I mean, it's Raven basketball, man. You know, win or lose or, whatever it is, there's a connection there. Everybody is proud of it and are proud to be a part of it, and we love having those guys back, and I'm, excited to keep. I tell everybody whenever I talk to those guys, whether it's send them a note or an email or talk to them on the phone, I'm like, we're going to keep working hard to make you proud. And we take a lot of pride in that locker room of all the guys that have played before us, over 100 years of basketball here for men's basketball at Benedictine. So we'll keep grinding. Excited to keep working with this group. And, Tom, I appreciate the support and you being here today to cover it.
Coach, appreciate it very much. A lot of guys want to well wish and chat with you. So go get them, and we'll see you in Springfield in a couple of days.
All right, Tom. Thanks. Travel safe. See you.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and Joseph, that's going to wrap it up from here. Benedictine playing Mid-America here today, but Pioneers come away with a couple of W's. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, producing, engineering, being the most patient guy in the world, because, doggone it, that's just his nature. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch here in the NOLA Gymnasium. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.